Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Something that gravitates.
So, like,
for you.
Example, in this, if we're going Niners back in the day, there was something about Julian Peterson that I just loved.
Okay.
He was my guy. I love Julian Peterson.
No matter what.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. For a lot of people, it was Frank Gore.
Yes.
And he might not have been the best player, but he might have been the most consistent player.
Got it.
He might have taken a Patrick Willis at one point over him, or you might have taken, I don't know, at their given peaks,
Justin Smith
or Aldon Smith, right? But
Maybe Vernon.
But the model of consistency was there. Kaepernick, right? Some people wrote, like, ride or die Kaepernick.
Some people were ride or die Alex Smith fans.
That was bizarre. That is bizarre. But he represented something.
Like,
oh, you know what? I root for the underdog here. So, you know what?
I'll gravitate towards the number one overall pick underdog. Keep going.
But he turned into an underdog at one point. Because we love someone that has the highest of highs, being a number one pick, falls, and then has a comeback. We love that in America. Yeah. The Comeback Player of the Year Award, we love that stuff. The Jim Plunkett's of the world, right? Heisman Trophy winner, number one overall pick, Rookie of the Year, falls flat in his face, couldn't do anything right for anyone. He goes to San Francisco, a laughingstock there, finds himself on the bench with the Raiders. Like, who is this guy? Some cast-off, just sitting there like, this guy, really? Gets his opportunity, wins a freaking Super Bowl.
It's the GP2 effect, the Juan Toscano-Anderson, the come-up guy.
There you go. People have ride or dies for Guy Santos. There's Guy Santos ride or die people out there. You scoff. You're one of them.
You're right.
No.
There's a difference between, like, that's my guy, I like him, and ride or die. I don't know. Ride or die is different. You're going to ride with them. Like, Pat Spencer, I'm going to ride with Pat Spencer.
Okay, that's
your
guy.
So the wheels fall off.
So you just answer the question.
But I also understand that he is not an important piece to overall winning.
So if you had a giant right now that you had to pick for the rest of the year, Joe, that's going to be your ride or die. That's my guy the rest of the way. He's mine. Because Steiny likes to do this. Listen to Steiny and Goo. He has his ride or dies because of how he drafts him in fantasy, which I think is actually kind of funny. It's like, that's my favorite player. Why? Well, I drafted him in fantasy. Like Christian Walker, some like random player. That's my guy. Why? Oh, I drafted him in fantasy. There you go. Like, really? That's it? Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay. I thought he would be more of an auto pick guy.
Melky Cabrera as a giant was so good that year for me. I basically won my league in fantasy, but he was that good. He was the MVP until he got popped for roids and they had the fake website and all that. And don't worry, you got your ring, Melky. But that was a ride or die for a lot of people. That year was Melky Cabrera, the Milkman.
For me, it's Hayden Birdsong on this Giants team.
On this Giants team.
I love him. I think he's a stud. I know you're rolling your eyes. Like, I love Hayden Birdsong. I think he's an absolute stud. And I like, it's not just him. It's like also what he represents. I've been fascinated with him from day one. Now, are there more like intriguing options when it comes out of that like staff and the bullpen? Of course there are. Like, Randy Rodriguez has been outstanding. Mm-hmm. He's amazing. Camilo is amazing. But Hayden Birdsong, there's just something about him. I really like Hayden Birdsong.
If you had to pick one ride or die, the giant you're sticking with the rest of the season, you got this guy's back no matter what. Doesn't have to be the best player. Hell, you could pick Willy Adames right now. The stock is so low that I'd respect it, quite honestly. 888-957-9570. You can call or text. By the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, who got a huge win last night. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. My ride or die. So you're going Hayden Birdsong. By the way, is this walkout music Free Bird? Do we know that? It needs to be if it isn't. If he's warming up on the mound, it needs to be Free Bird.
No, it was something else. I'm forgetting what it was. But right now what they're doing after every one of his strikeouts, they're playing like a eagle screech on the speakers.
I like that. That's like good.
He's a bird. It's like a bird song.
They should do one every... Like, it should be a different bird every time, like a crow, a seagull. They should have, as you said, the eagle. What else? An owl.
Ooh. Personally, I wasn't a big fan of the bird screech, but...
Oh, you weren't? Oh.
To each their own.
I think that's kind of cool. That's San Francisco. You find a quirk with one of these guys' names, it turns into a thing. Like, we should have eagle hats. We had the panda hat. We had the giraffe hat. Where's the bald
eagle eye. It's eagle eye. That's what we would be looking for, correct? I know, but you get, you know.
So like, little, like, sunglasses. Go with this,
what the thing about the eagles is the vision, right?
Well, no.
Having eagle eye.
You go so nuanced with it that we have the hooligans for the Jung Hooli. We have the bald eagles, and everyone wears a bald cap on their head in a certain...
No? That's very layered. I like it.
That's so San Francisco, though,
that's
right?
Very layered.
Come on, it's so nuanced.
Only if it was an endangered bald eagle that like lived in a forest somewhere in the city where, you know, there's a bunch of homeless people in camping, and we can't touch it because the endangered three-eyed, you know, bald eagle hawk needs to live there as well.
Well, there was like that thing on like live stream for a while. There was like everyone was like so invested in this live stream of a bald eagle and like the
nest. It was really cool, actually.
Like one of them like died or something, and everyone was like, the world was devastated.
Oh, it's still on YouTube.
Oh, it's still up there.
Yeah, it's
okay,
still
live
on YouTube.
Stream. There you go.
Yeah. There's also the one with the crow, where the crow is like, you know, looking at the camera.
Most annoying bird of all time is a crow, by the way. Easily the most obnoxious of all the birds. Not even close. I'll take even over seagulls. They stink. I hate it.
I'm going to get like real weird here. You guys are going to think I'm crazy.
Getting real dorky here.
All right. You have that a razor open up the door on the crow. So like
the movie?
There have been. My mom was talking about how this crow keeps visiting her in the backyard, right? And, you know, you have these weird premonitions that might be somebody from the afterlife or whatever. I swear to God, ever since she told me the story, everywhere I go, crows are flying onto my deck and just like looking at us and walking around. We were golfing the other day. It was following me the whole time. It felt like the same crow. And, like, it's just very odd. It's very bizarre. Now, you know when someone, says something and you now acknowledge it, and then you just see it everywhere in life?
Sure.
Yeah, that's what's going on. So this crow from the afterlife, Dad, is, like, basically haunting us. Or yelling at us or coming at us. I'm not really sure.
Not haunting. Maybe
looking
just,
over us? Yeah. I don't really even know.
Yeah, stalking.
Stalking might be it.
Or just,
hanging out. Swing that well.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's just like your dad, right? He's like, chill, what are you doing? Just like calling at you. But I just remember growing up, just 6 in the morning every single day. Just, I grew up.
It's going to sound so dumb, that me saying that out loud.
Why? Why did that sound dumb?
Because it's just, it's with these weird things that happen to you in life.
You're scared of the crow. It's okay.
A lot of people believe in that stuff, though. Like, the afterlife, they find, like, meaning with certain things. Like, that's very normal in all of that. Yeah, the crow, like, the bird?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I'm just saying it's the most annoying bird. It's not even close.
No, it is. And that's why it would be funny if my dad came back as a crow to basically taunt and stalk the family.
I can't find the Tom.
Oh, can't find the Tom. Yeah,
exactly. Kepler sucks. Don't drink Kaminga.
Adames.
Jimmy G.
How would your pops be feeling about the Willy Adames contract right now? How would Pop
he'd be so mad at the way he approaches his at-bats.
Really?
Just the uppercutting would drive him insane.
Just need to shorten the bat, shorten the swing, shorten the approach, choke up a little bit. Just
the
make
guy
contact.
Starts an entire count 0-2. I mean, he just gets into the box. 0-2. It's very frustrating.
Didn't he say that quote in that Baggerly story?
He did, basically. He said
something to that effect.
He's gotten so down. And the story we're referencing, if you're just joining us, Andrew Baggerly, who covers the team at a great, great, great level, very high level, had this article titled, Willy Adames on his rough start as a Giant, quote, I want to look in the mirror and slap myself. It just got us. It stopped us in our tracks a little. When you see a headline like that from one of your star players, from the highest paid player in the history of the organization, it's like, whoa. So this guy's clearly hard on himself. As hard as the fans that are being on him, if they're not hard enough, if they're too hard, I don't know. But he clearly is feeling it right now. And he said, quote, it's been a grind, to say the least. And yet, people would still rather move off the Brandon Ayuk contract. So there you go.
This guy needs a multi-hit game so bad.
He needs just Can you get a Jack here? If he doesn't, you know what? I'm calling.
That Jack is a lot.
It's Coors Field.
Can I get a couple singles?
You could get a home run at Coors Field.
I'll take a guy on second and third, chopper to the second baseman, and just drive in a run.
Look at the pitching probables here for this Giants pitching match.
Like, I can't wait for that to happen, and Giants fans be like, well, it's the Rockies.
Well, I don't care who's
No, it doesn't matter. Like, right now, I'm clinging to anything. He makes a couple of plays defensively. Like, we need to put our arms around this guy. He is here for 7 years.
The guy they're going up against, Carson Palmquist, you can't even make up that name if you tried, is an 8.50 ERA. You better get a home run off him. The next day is Kyle Freeland, who you reference, is a 5.19 ERA. Wow, a 5.19 ERA might as well be a 2 for this Colorado Rockies staff. He's incredible. You better get a home run off him.
You don't want to hear the Antonio crew go, tip your cap, this guy that hasn't been good all year. You know, he's just stymieing the Giants' bats.
Antonio Senzatella? Who? Salmonella? That's gross. 6.68 ERA. You better get a home run off of
him. But I think acknowledging it out loud, I'm sure there's somebody out there like, you can't show weakness. But Adames, admitting it out loud, I do think that not that you're buying yourself equity with the fan base, but like, you're showing a little bit of vulnerability. And I do believe in life, when you show a little vulnerability, 9 times out of 10, people step away, they reflect, and they go, man, that person really cares. Yeah. Like, that's what I think most people are thinking.
Right. No, and it's not weak at all, I would argue, to show that you're vulnerable. That's actually quite strong now.
I agree.
We're actually moving past this as a society, the whole, you know, masculine, where you can't cry, you can't show your feelings. And now it's like, I want a man's man, right? I want the greatest generation, right? Who was the strong silent type, as we go Tony Soprano.
We go
Sopranos. What happened to the strong silent type, right? As Tony's in therapy talking about his feelings, right? That's what we do now. It's okay. Shout out to the crows of the world, too. There you go.
Did you know that today, I think it was 18 years ago, was the final episode of Sopranos?
Really?
Yeah.
One of the most controversial final episodes in the history of television.
It was like an 0-2 count, and then the camera just froze. Froze on. Like, I honestly thought we kicked the cord. I thought we lost our cable.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It went black. Everyone thought that their cable box went out.
God, what is the worst season finale of all time?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is absolutely up there. It wasn't
even
the finale.
Sons of Anarchy.
The entire last, like, two
Hated
seasons
it.
Were just, what are you doing? Once they got past the source material, it's called Sons of Anarchy, you said?
The final season of Trent Baalke.
Yeah, that was tough. No, but it was a clean slate.
No, I needed to go.
That's a good one, Shasky.
There you go. Oh, by the way, Sam put this in the box over here. He says, tease this for this break right here. Check this out. Brian Windhorst has an update on Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis Watch, Joe.
Are we doing this?
Does that get you excited?
Giannis Watch.
Well, I mean, if Windy says it's got more credibility, but what exactly did Windy say?
We'll talk about that on the other side, and it's going to be brought to you by Safeway. Both.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Those teams you would consider maybe rivals of the San Francisco Giants. Well, Max Muncy said there's only one rival for the Dodgers, and it is the San Francisco Giants, which begs the question, can there only just be one true rivalry between sports teams and franchises? So we'll get into that, because I do think there's a rivalry brewing between Joe Shasky and a current head coach in the NBA. We'll explain. But we teased it. Giannis Watch, it's official, all right? Giannis Watch is upon us, and this is the latest from one Brian Windhorst. Do you want me to read it, Sam, or can you? Or do you have the sound? Quite frankly.
We have the sound.
Oh, we have the sound. I see it on my board right here.
What was this on?
This was on Get Up on ESPN.
Okay.
And I'm going to play it right now. Here we go.
But right now, there is no Giannis Antetokounmpo trade market. There is no Giannis Antetokounmpo trade discussions. He has not asked for it. The Bucks are not looking to trade him. And I just want to point something out about Karl Towns. While everybody in New York may want to trade him, he is an in-his-prime all-NBA player that contributed significantly to the Knicks going the farthest they have in 25 years.
Right.
I just want to point that out.
So, are you shocked by that? It's June 10th. There's no Giannis market or trade talk? Wow.
Why, okay, can we just, from Giannis's perspective, he's going to play without Dame next year? Because Dame's out for the whole year. Yep. At least. He's just going to play in Milwaukee?
What's wrong with that?
No, I'm...
He's loyal.
Refreshing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying it's surprising given the modern landscape of the athletes in the NBA and the way that they kind of conduct business, and they see the sand coming out of the hourglass on their career.
Okay.
That is shocking that Giannis hasn't really, you know, pressed them at all. But, I mean, are we just waiting maybe for the finals to finish up?
Maybe. But
you know, there was a point in time where I never thought Dame would leave Portland. And then Dame asked out of Portland. And when did that happen? That trade happened kind of late in the offseason.
I want to say, but also it's a good point that Brian made there, because he hasn't asked to be traded at all. He said he's going to review everything, but he hasn't like asked to be traded. So there is this whole thing where we all expect it to happen. But in order for that to happen, he has to want it. And right now, if we're reading the tea leaves, it doesn't sound like he wants to leave. Like, whether you think that's the right move or not, as we just discussed, I don't know. But I'd be actually kind of shocked now. It's June 10th. Usually this stuff starts to kind of take shape, and it's just all quiet on the Eastern Front as we go Eastern Conference.
So what do you think the likelihood right now is that Giannis gets moved at all, percentage-wise?
10%.
Wow, that low?
Yeah.
I still think it's 50-50.
Wow!
Yeah.
Really? Why?
Just because I don't believe anything at face value when it comes to the NBA stars. They've always got their mind, you know, 5, 6, 7 steps ahead of whatever we think we are.
Well,
we think they are.
Here's the follow-up from Windy on Get Up on ESPN. Brian Windhorst talking about why most of the NBA offseason action is going to happen around the NBA draft.
I think the majority of the action in this offseason is going to occur around the draft. Typically, we get most of the action between June 30th and about July 3rd. I think this year, because it's not really a free agent year, it's going to, and there's going to be Molly, potentially there's going to be three or four picks in the lottery that might be available, might be movable. Teams moving out, teams moving up, teams moving back. And so that's going to be attached to bigger deals. So let's put it this way. Shams has cleared his calendar, and he's preparing to work his hardest around the draft. And we are going to go right from the NBA Finals into the free agent, into the offseason headlong. You're going to get your action very soon. Trust me.
And remember, Shams did say just a couple weeks ago, we played the sound. It's going to be the craziest offseason ever, potentially. But if Giannis isn't a part of it, can it still be the craziest offseason?
Well, the KD name will always have cachet.
Yeah, but it's kind of lost it a little bit, right?
No. I'm not saying it has the same cachet it had a couple years ago.
Sure.
It's definitely not. It's more matte than it is shiny.
Right.
And I'm not talking about the top of his head, because trust me, I know I'm going bald too, KD.
It's all right. Back shoulder fades.
But no, like Giannis is going to be a part of something. There's going to be some discussions. We're way too early in this.
Okay, well, if he's not going to be a Buck, then where would you guess that he's going to go?
The usual suspects, right? Miami, Dallas. I don't think Houston's this destination everyone else thinks it is, but maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I'm not counting out the Clippers. You know, I think they're going to be big game hunting. The Lakers, I wouldn't count out. You know, what happens with Jokic this offseason? We sure everything's all good with Denver the way the season ended?
I wanted to ask Woody about that, but I didn't want to turn into the Colorado sports segment because I get it. We're in the Bay Area. But, like, I was curious about Jokic's future there with how everything handled. It does look like the Thunder are just going to rule the West potentially for the next year or two. Like, and again, we thought that about the Celtics, right? One injury can change everything. So we have to play the seasons out. We tend to do this in basketball, but the Thunder, I mean, they're flexing their muscles in game two. I think they're going to win this series. I still do. I think maybe five or six. And Haliburton really hasn't looked good outside of that one shot that he hit. But yeah, maybe Jokic is a big player in all this. But he likes just that market. Right?
No, I know. But maybe he wants to play with Luka. You know, like that's something. I know they're best friends off the floor. And so, like, again, it's the NBA, dude. Who knows? Like, Carl Anthony Towns sounds like he's getting moved, doesn't he?
Maybe.
I feel like that whole Knicks situation is going to get blown up.
Have they announced their head coach yet? Do we even know? No? No Knicks head coach yet? Right? They announced that Wright.
Jason Kidd, I think, is in the mix of some sort.
Wait, isn't he under contract with Dallas, though?
Yeah, what?
They apparently have mutual interest.
Mutual interest?
Well, he's still with Dallas.
I love that. Oh, could you imagine, like, I have mutual interest in another woman, but I'm still under contract with Michelle?
Hey, Michelle, he still loves you. Don't worry.
I mean, that it's absurd. Sports is so great. They have mutual interest. I'm intrigued.
My favorite nickname that I heard from one Jason Kidd when he was, like, as an assistant coach, and everyone always linked him to, like, taking over certain jobs, was when Game of Thrones was happening, as we were talking about series endings, was Kittlefinger. Remember Littlefinger? But they would call him Jason Kittlefinger because he was a backstabber. When it came to coaches. It's such a good nickname, though.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a deep cut. It is. By the way, as we put a bow on this Giannis talk, I guess the odds have shifted as of Monday.
Okay, what are they?
The Bucks are the favorites to have Giannis on the roster next season. Minus 250, which translates to an implied probability of 71.43%.
Joe, a year ago, we were talking about Lowry Markkanen until our face turned purple. Okay.
Get those years back.
Then, not only after he signed, then what do we say? You have to wait X amount of days, and then he could get traded during the regular season. Now, a year later, a calendar year later, what is the report that's out right now?
Let's see. Bill Simmons adds fuel to Lowry Markkanen and Utah Jazz trade rumors.
I mean, it's just the NBA never ends with the transaction.
Blockbuster trade idea that has the Lakers sending two key pieces for $46 million star Lowry Markkanen. Oh my God. What the hell are we doing here? Just
we're trying to work around a finals right now that isn't as compelling as everybody thought that it might be.
No one thought it was compelling. They were blowing smoke out of every, like, we all knew it. Real quick, by the way, Lowry Markkanen last year, this was his stats. As everyone wanted to trade Kuminga, trade Potts.
17-8. I'm guessing. 17-8 with 49% from the field.
19-6.
Okay.
42% from the field.
Wow. Well, like, worse across the board, except the scoring.
Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, by the way, also can't guard a safety cone.
Jonathan Kuminga. 15 points, 4.6 rebounds, 2 assists, 45% from the field. So really,
wow, that's what Kaminga ended up
points,
with. Wow.
Like, that was what we were clamoring for Lauri Markkanen. The guy is 7 feet tall, and he can't even average double-digit assists.
On the Jazz.
Rebounds. On the Jazz! On the Jazz! He can't even get, like... Talking about fake seven-footers, that's what Steve Kerr's talking about. That is a fake seven-footer. He's not really 7 feet tall.
Well, the Jazz thing, like, they haven't been good for a long time.
Well, they didn't get the number one overall pick. They're hurting. Like they're
well, it's because they didn't trade away their best player well, they're for Adam Silver. If they would have done that, they would have won the lottery.
Their patron saint, Cooper Flagg, is no more. That they're just in shambles down there. It's tough. You hate
so,
to see it.
So Jason Kidd has mutual interest to go to New York and isn't going to coach the Kyrie, even though I guess Kyrie's recovering from an injury, but the Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson team anymore? Boy, that happened quick. How many teams has Jay Kidd coached?
Would you rather coach the Knicks right now or the Cooper Flagg Dallas Mavericks? Actually, that's an interesting question.
I don't know. Who's paying me more?
Okay. Really?
What?
It's as simple as that?
I mean, if I'm Jason Kidd, yeah. I think it is comes down to money.
Well,
Jason... I mean, would you rather... let me ask you. Would you rather live in New York in the winter or in Dallas in the winter? Because it's primarily a winter sport.
Well, Dallas is also cold in the winter. It's not that cold.
No, I didn't say it wasn't. I'm asking, where would you want to live?
I like New York. I do. I'd rather live in New
York. I've never been.
New York City's fun. I'd rather live in New York City, personally. But maybe Dallas, Jason.
I'd probably want to get away from Nico Harrison.
How is he still there?
But
how?
Because they want... They won.
Not because of him.
They won the overall.
How?
It's absurd they won.
It's absurd. This is like we were so wrapped up in all like the Warriors, the playoffs. The Mavericks getting the number one overall pick.
Here's
is
a this
absurd.
Or that. Would you rather have Trent Baalke run your organization for 5 years or Nico Harrison?
Oh.
I'm going to go Nico. I actually think Nico could identify some talent. He might trade away some talent, but he'll identify some.
Both went to a championship. Both reached it. They both reached it. They did.
Oh, God.
Hey, Jason Kidd or Jim Harbaugh? Who do you want?
Harbaugh.
Not even close?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. As we were talking about rivalries, we can get back into it. 888-957-9570. We just want to do a little Giannis watch. Why not? Right? You know, we just got to see what's going on.
Yeah, so we're having fun with it.
This is what we kind of started the show with, though, today. Max Muncy. Is he kind of stoking the flames a little bit more? Giants, Dodgers are going to be playing each other next weekend. Take a listen. This is Max Muncy, current Dodger, almost foul territory.
The Padres bring everything that is in a rivalry, but you only have one rival. I don't like when people say you have rivals. I just think if you have a rival, it's your, it's your counterpart, and that's always going to be the Giants for the Dodgers, at least, and it's always going to be the Red Sox for the Yankees. People always made the argument that the Astros and Yankees had a good rivalry going, and it's like, that's true, but you only have one rival. And so for me, like I said, the Padres bring everything that a rivalry brings. For me, your rival is just one team. You don't have multiple teams as your rival.
Okay. I'm going to ask the question right now then. I'm taking the totality of the Bay Area sports landscape. Who is the biggest rival right now?
Right
to
now.
Bay Area sports. Who's the team that the Bay Area could collectively say, screw them? I'm out. Who is it? 888-957-9570. Is that it? We collectively all hate the Chiefs. Doesn't matter. I think Pajemski's the Chiefs fan, by the way. He's a big Mahomes guy.
Well, can they really be the rivals when they don't look at us as a rival in any way?
No, he's just asking who we hate the most.
Okay, you're right. Okay.
That's different than rivals.
Okay, it's different. Okay.
So like LeBron and Mahomes and the Chiefs.
I think LeBron is the answer. LeBron is collectively that's the rival. You can't stand that guy. Yeah. And he's had your number in the past. You've had his number in the past.
Well, he's had Kiki Vandeweghe's number in the past where we were speed dialing
Lakers,
to get Draymond suspended.
I mean, the playoffs, though. The most recent example would be the playoffs against them a couple of years ago where they beat
Houston. Yeah, you're right. When that guy saved him.
That guy.
Lonnie Walker.
Legend.
Kane's legend. Thank you. It's all about the U. God. You still can't believe
one of
that.
The worst nights ever.
You okay over there? He's look at this guy.
I just
look
remember
at him
the
on
fourth
the
quarter.
He's
fourth
just...
quarter. Lonnie Walker's just hitting buckets. I'm like, can someone guard him? Anyone? And Clay's got the ball like 6 seconds dribbling, and we're like, oh my God. It was awful. That fourth quarter will live in my head forever.
Okay, so
that's one of those losses. You remember certain losses. You know, like Darren Williams. If I just said Darren Williams.
Right.
Carlos Boozer. I remember the Warriors losing to that Jazz team after the We Believe. And I hated that team. God, I hated them. And it's just like, ugh. You know, we bring up Kent Bazemore. I automatically think of him closing out on Ginobili in the series against the Spurs. You bring up that game, Lonnie Walker fourth quarter. It's just...
B.A., Brian Anderson on the call, called the Lonnie Walker game for TNT. He did. And it was. It's written in stone at Crypto.com Arena. There's a new rivalry budding, by the way. I don't know if you guys know this. Joe Shasky and one J.J. Redick. I think they might come to fisticuffs here if they ever see each other in person. J.J. Redick's, he's in your dome right now,
no,
Joe.
No, he's a condescending, arrogant jerk.
No, he's a Duke grad. Oh, wait, sorry, same thing.
He's
one of the most insufferable people in sports right now. Hands down for me. It's not even close.
Okay. Well, this is him talking on, what is this, the Old Man of the Three podcast, Sam? What is this?
I think this was Quentin Richardson's podcast. Let me get the name.
I love Quentin Richardson.
The Young Man in the Three, is that what it is? Here's J.J. Redick talking about his offseason being harder than the actual season, and boy, did it get Joe Shasky mad.
You weren't even around me in the offseason. My offseasons were harder than the season, right, bro. That's a fact. And that's a big reason I retired, because I couldn't do a their offseason.
Straight up.
Like, my offseasons were 6 days a week, two or three workouts a day, Saturdays off, Sundays make 342 shots exactly every Sunday in the offseason for the last 13 years.
Why 342?
It's very simple, man. There's seven spots on the floor, 20 spot twos, 20 spot threes, three dribbles going right, three dribbles going left. That's plus 20 free throws. That's 342.
Okay, so there you go. His offseason was harder than the actual season. Is that recent, or is that just like pop up on social? Because I'm looking up the interview right here, Quentin Richardson podcast, J.J. Redick.
You got to play more of it. He talks about going to the ice tub.
You mean this?
I started cold tubbing, and I'd be like, all right, they want me to cold tub for 12 minutes. So I'd cold tub for 12 minutes, and then I get to the point where I'd be like, you know, if I start my timer a little too early, I'm not getting that full 12 minutes. I don't want to cheat myself. So I started cold tubbing for 12 minutes and 25 seconds just to give myself wiggle room, right? My routine, like, on a normal day of game, I knew exactly what I was going to eat for breakfast. I knew exactly when I was going to get to the gym. I knew exactly how many minutes I was going to spend in the hot tub before I got on the training table. Then I got my work in the weight room for activation. Then I got my pre-shoot-around shooting. Then my post-shoot-around shooting. Then my cold tub. Knew exactly what I'm going to eat for lunch. Then I knew exactly when I was going to nap. I had my naps timed out, bro. By the end of my career, if I said I need to fall asleep at 1:05 to wake up at 3:30, I could do it like that.
No, guy's a hard worker. I respect that.
This guy's so full of crap.
Why?
This is what I'm talking about, dude. The more he talked, the less I believed him. I had my naps timed out to perfection. I mean, Joe, he
cares about his body and his regimen.
No one is saying that he's not regimented. No one is saying that. But to think that this guy only, what did he say, 320? I only hit 320 shots every single time. I only was in the tub for 12 minutes and 25 seconds every single time. And it was exact every single day. And we worked out. No, dude, come on, man. He's insufferable. Like, honestly, he is top five most insufferable people on the planet right now.
Really?
Yes.
More so than Aaron Rodgers? J.J. Redick?
He's right next to him. You know why? You know what they both have in common?
What?
Condescending jerk who thinks they're always right and can't realize how ridiculous they sound.
Is that the this or that for tomorrow? Is it J.J. Redick versus Aaron Rodgers? Who's more insufferable?
Does anyone like the guy, like, I only eat chicken, broccoli, and rice every single day, no matter what?
I think that was Skip Bayless. I think that was his.
Yeah, and thing. Skip's a weirdo. But Skip's a weirdo.
I mean, bodybuilders do that stuff, right? They eat a lot of, like,
this is where my whole thing with JJ started. When he was, like, telling people how to youth coach, and he's like, it's a travesty. Every single youth coach. He's just blanket statements. I don't care if it's first grade. You teach man-to-man from the beginning. JJ, I've been coaching for 20 years. You get an hour with a bunch of second graders who can't even dribble, and you're going to teach man-to-man defense with a one-hour practice a week? Shut up. Shut the hell up. You speak from privilege, and every time your mouth is open, I don't want to hear about it. When you're coaching your kids' 12U team, and you've got hours upon hours upon hours, teaching a man-to-man defense is totally fine. If I'm coaching at the Y, and it's a bunch of kids who literally have never played basketball in their lives, what?
Why are you laughing?
It's just funny. That much you hate JJ Redick.
It's absurd. And you're going to teach a bunch of second graders who have never dribbled a basketball in their life sophisticated man-to-man shell defense for 48 of your 1 hour practice? Like, that's stupid.
He's a good coach. As a rookie head coach, he got his team into the first round of the playoffs. It's pretty good. And he's got Luka Doncic on there now.
And what did he do? One of the most unprecedented things we've ever seen. He played an entire team for an entire half of five guys, and that's it.
He did. He didn't have the depth. That's the only players he trusted at that moment. That was a rookie head coach mistake. He'll learn.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
You didn't think he had a good rookie season as head coach?
I'm not saying he wasn't regimented. You clearly have to have a level of dedication and regiment to make it as far and to last as far as these guys do. What I'm saying is he puts extra on everything.
He does.
And I find it to be so disingenuous.
We need more characters like that, though. Like, isn't he perfect for L.A.? He's such a... Come on. He's the perfect Laker head coach. Insufferable. That's what you want. We're talking about rivalries. God, I wish Warriors-Lakers was a rivalry. That'd be great. Steve Kerr, J.J. Redick. They love it. Be awesome.
This is like the person who tells you, I've never had McDonald's before. And you're like, come on. You never had McDonald's.
McValue.
McDonald's is selling 400 gazillion burgers a day. They advertise it. And you've never had one. Like that. Those people drive me nuts.
Well, J.J. Redick might have. I don't know. Yeah, you got to ask him, Joe. You got to ask him. Most insufferable.
He is a rival for me right now. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I'll admit it.
Do you?
He gets under my skin.
You hate him more than you hate LeBron? Sports hate?
Well, they're very similar.
Are they?
They're full of it. You know, LeBron, I was reading this book. What, the one that you've been on the first page of for the last 10 years?
I had my naps timed out, bro.
Come on. Look, it's ridiculous. As a guy who takes naps, you do not have your naps. I'm sorry. You do not have your naps. You might have an alarm to wake you up, but you do not. You're not like, now's the time I'm going to bed. Like, you would be the most psychotic individual on the planet if that was true. Come on. My naps are timed out. Just say it out loud. It's absurd.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
Even Quinn Richards is like, for real? Why 342 shots made?
I actually kind of feel him on that, though, because I do have a nap window after I get out. I do have a nap window after I get out of here. So I have to hit it by 12 or 12:30-ish. And if it's any time after that, I can't, because I'll be too lethargic. I'll sleep too long, and I'll feel horrible. So I agree.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
I haven't timed out. It's so good.
It's so dumb.
Most insufferable personality.
But here's the thing, like Steph Curry. Do we all know that Steph Curry works out? Do we think that Steph Curry has dedicated his life to his body?
Yes.
All right, yeah, but he doesn't like slam it down your throat. This is like, and again, I'm a religious individual to a degree, but like overly religious person, overly workout person, overly sober person. Like when you take it to the extremes, it's just, nobody wants to hear all that. That's all I'm saying. Nobody wants to hear all that.
Sure?
I had my naps timed out, bro.
You had your prayers timed out?
I mean,
you had LJ nap time. Do you time LJ's naps out, right?
No, I'm way different than my wife. There's some days I'm like, look, Michelle, the sun is still out. I'm not trying to put my son down while the sun is still out.
The sun's still out at 8 o'clock. It's bedtime still. You got to put him down. That's what happens. But it's very difficult because they're distracted when the sun is up because they think it's like, no, they got to play these mind games with them. So that's why you got to have like the nice like curtains that black out everything so they can just go.
No, we have the blackout curtains.
There you go. You go to
but we have to like use her hair ties to or
oh,
whatever
keep it together.
Yeah, because they're very heavy.
Oh, like the pins, the hair pins,
yeah.
Bobby pins.
Yeah,
there you go. All right, not bad. Okay, so I just needed to clarify that rivalries could be more. It could just be against a coach. You're not like a coach. That's fine. I used to. We're talking about coaches you couldn't stand or players / coaches, but Sean Payton forever was that guy for me. I could not stand Sean Payton.
You brought up ride or die earlier, and you're talking about all these guys that you couldn't stand. There was something about, and I'm going to bring it up right now because I heard Steiny and Goo talking about it yesterday, but like Don Nelson, who was awarded a particular achievement this week, was basically...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A lifetime achievement for his contributions to basketball.
Yeah.
Don Nelson was. I totally acknowledge the flaws of Don Nelson.
The Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award.
Right. Like, I totally acknowledge that. Like, I don't know if he would have ever won a title. Like, even if he had the right team, because he was very self-destructive. Mm. But there's something about Nelly for me. He says, I love Nelly. Like, I know that it'll probably crash and burn come the end, but he was a very Shakespearean type person who I felt was at the cusp of creativity, but was also extremely tortured. And there was something very relatable about Nelly, and I just couldn't give him up. I love Nelly. I do. I love Nelly. But I also totally admit he's nowhere near like a Phil Jackson or even Steve Kerr. Like, I don't know if Nelly would have won the title with these Warrior teams. I don't know if he would have had the longevity to be able to get along with all these guys long enough. But there's something about him I couldn't give up. He's like an intoxicating drug.
I love that, and I love that question about flawed coaches that you'll ride or die with. Like, they may never win. And, like, it might be obvious that they'll never win. Like, people laugh at this
Dusty
guy.
Dusty Baker for me. Love Dusty Baker.
Recently.
He was the Marty Schottenheimer of baseball. He'd get you to the playoffs. I love him. I love everything he represents. Crash and burn in just, you could see it coming a mile away.
And he finally won one with the Astros.
Which was great.
It took an incredibly stacked team. One of, like, the great teams.
No, I love
of
Dusty.
Century.
I can't quit Dusty.
I feel that way about Tom Thibodeau. I get it. Like, people, like, have the, oh, he wears his players out. He does this. No, he gets his players to play hard, and he maximizes what he can with them. And I think he maximized that Knicks team this year. Carl Anthony Towns couldn't get Carl Anthony Towns playing defense. If he can't get anyone to play defense, then I don't know what to tell you. And he had him back in Minnesota, I want to say. Did he not? When he was the head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves back then with Jimmy Butler, obviously with Andrew Wiggins. So, like, it's just a thing. Cat's just not going to play defense. It is what it is. And I do think he was kind of whack. I know Mark was in at the time when he got the firing was announced. Grandy filling in for me. I did think that was kind of weak. Like, he takes this team to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in over 20-plus years, and you're going to fire him? Really? Really? And I get it. They blew a 20-point lead. Like, the Knicks, and maybe in their minds they should have won it, but they didn't. Credit to the Pacers. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and they had the better offense overall than you, and that played itself out throughout the series. So, like, that's a guy I love Tibbs. Like, he could coach me or coach my team any day of the week because I know those players are going to play hard for him at the end of the day. That's what's going to happen. Now, who fired him? Was it that GM? Was it his coach? Hell, was it Jalen Brunson? I think he has a lot of say in there. Maybe it was him. I don't know. But that's an example, right? As we're talking Don Nelson, a flawed head coach, but one guy you can't quit. Jim Harbaugh might be that guy in the NFL.
Well, I love Harbaugh.
He might not ever win it.
He did win the national title.
Different college, right? Yeah. Because I think Pete Carroll was that guy for a lot of people. That was flawed.
Yeah.
And that rah-rah stuff wouldn't work.
Yeah.
Started in the NFL, went back to college, went back to the NFL, and you know what? He won it. And that, I think, shifted a lot of people how they view Pete Carroll because he did win it, and he was a play away from winning another one, and that's kind of what people remember him now as, is the guy that didn't give Marshawn the ball right at the one-yard line.
But I like guys like Nelly, I think when he came to the Warriors and where I was as a sports fan, he had a huge impact on me, you know? And the way I view him is I'm going to make the most out of the least. And the guy that you guys all think is really good, I actually think he stinks. And the guy that you all think stinks, I actually think he's really good.
You know,
and
who,
I love that about him.
You know what he had in him? He had some Al Davis in him.
I was going to say Mike Martz.
Mike Martz is good.
Kind of a mad scientist in him.
But I like the Al Davis.
Al Davis is a good one, though.
Because Al Davis always, he was a maverick. I'm going to do things my way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we see greatness where others don't, right? Al Davis.
True.
It's a horrible impression, but
it's true.
That's what he did, and that's why he went to historically black colleges and universities when no one else was going to that town. He found the Willie Browns, the Gene Upshaws, the Art Shells of the world, said, oh, you guys are so smart. You guys are going to be all these owners and GMs. You guys are going to be racist. Fine. I'm going to go tap into this talent pool, go draft these players, because clearly you're all saying something that I don't. He finds them and turns them all into Hall of Famers, and the rest is history, right? Then we started going out the Grambling States of the world. We started sending talent scouts down to these places, right? So I always have tremendous respect for Al Davis. And you know what I always think of when I think of Don Nelson, Joe? It's silly, but I think of him wearing the sports coat jacket with no tie or anything, and it was just like a
boiler.
It was just like a plain white tee underneath, and only he can get away with it, right?
Well, you know, no doubt, only he can get away with it, but Nelly, and I've said this before on air, and I'll say it again, Nelly, the guy he reminds me the most of in the current modern landscape, everyone's like, Kyle Shanahan is Andy Reid. I think he's more Don Nelson.
Wow, that's an interesting one.
Because I think he's extremely stubborn. That's number one.
Very smart, clearly.
No doubt smart. Like, football lifer, Nelly was a basketball lifer.
Yes.
Addicted to it, right? And couldn't stay away.
And Nelson was a championship player, too.
No.
That is something that is baked into it.
And I don't know, like, I know T.O. and Andy Reid had a thing, but I felt like that was more McNabb, whatever.
Yeah.
But Shanahan and players, there is a doghouse.
Yeah.
And when you say doghouse, the first name I think of is Don Nelson.
Mm.
I think of all the different guys that he beefed with, whether it was here, whether it was the Mavs, back here. Like, and then he had guys that, like, were his dudes and only could work for him.
Yeah, always.
You know, like, I think we look at Kittle right now and we're like, oh, yeah, Kittle would work anywhere. Coming out of Iowa, did anyone think that?
No. No one thought that. Who? George Kittle? Who's that guy?
Right?
All those players, quite frankly.
Now I think that he could be good a lot of places. But do we really, like, do you really think, like, his first couple years in the league, every good OC is turning George Kittle into some version of what he is?
No,
I don't.
No. Well,
and I'm not knocking Kittle. I'm talking about the genius of Kyle.
It's why I believe the conspiracy theory of he wanted Mac Jones all along. Because he did think that, you know, I think this guy is the best out of all. I think I can make him the best out of all of them.
How doesn't surprise me.
Like, I feel that still. And by the way, he might have an opportunity. Everyone hopes that Brock Purdy stays healthy. But maybe Mac Jones will have an opportunity. Kyle's like, yes, here's my moment. Finally, baby. By the way, we're talking about Don Nelson getting the Chuck Daly Lifetime Achievement Award. Obviously deserving of that. One of the all-time winningest head coaches in the league. here is Don Nelson talking about, this is what everyone talked about, not what we're talking about. It was the fact that he was wearing Luka Doncic shoes, and he made everyone know about it, too.
And Luka, too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luka's shoes, his new shoes from Nike. They just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, and I want everybody to know that.
Yeah, you know, he would know about bad mistakes trading someone away, Chris Webber.
Right? But he also, I think, realized that. That's probably in there. And you know he's tied with Dirk. Like, they are, like, they know it. And Dirk was not a fan of this trade at all from the Luka Doncic. Now, everyone's all happy. You're going to get Cooper Flagg now. But listen, there's a good chance that Cooper Flagg doesn't even sniff the career that Luka Doncic even had with the Mavericks. He did take them to a finals. Like, yeah. At the bar, Cooper's going to have to do that. There is a lot of pressure going into Cooper Flagg because he's, as we all think, going to get drafted number one overall by the Dallas Mavericks. I think they just had a workout with them, or they scheduled one anyways. So that was fun, going a little down memory lane with Don Nelson.
He's one of those guys, like, those I'm never going to win the argument he's, like, one of the best. He's not. He's not one of the best ever. But there's something about Nelly I can't quit. I love him. I do. I love him. And then when I'll never forget the day on the other station when Fitz came on and said, Mike Montgomery might be out and Don Nelson might be in. Right. I will never forget how happy I was and how many phone calls I made. Oh, my God. This is the back of the day of, like, two-way pagers and the very advent of Nokia cell phones and whatnot.
Yeah, fax machines and stuff.
No, not fax machines, doggy. But we were all calling each other up.
Oh, you guys didn't have faxes then?
The fax machine? Are you kidding me? In my 20s?
Yeah, no. I don't know.
A fax machine?
Like 50 or something.
I didn't even know how to do a fax.
Did you have your naps timed out? Did Don Nelson have his naps timed out?
I had my naps timed out, bro.
We have Fast Five timed out.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
We got some good drops this week. We've had...
I had my naps timed out, bro.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating. And it gets everywhere.
There's so much. That's me whenever I hit a ball into the bunker.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Some major Gabe Kapler vibes with JJ Redick.
Oh, that's not a bad comp.
The more I hear that drop, the more I'm like, they kind of sounded like, I had my naps timed out. That's like him talking about his bike ride. I have it timed out exactly.
Obviously, I got my bike rides timed out.
Exactly. Because he was telling us about his bike.
JJ and I definitely talk about P90X when we are together.
I actually went to JJ. He helped me get my naps in order, so I was able to time them out, obviously, by getting advice from him because he is a very knowledgeable man.
I had my naps timed out, bro.
It's ridiculous. You know what Richardson was looking at him like, shut up, Quentin Richardson. AQ was sick, though.
He was. I actually love that conversation about the flawed coaches.
My favorite video game team of all time, NBA Street, was the Clippers with Lamar Odom, Quentin Richardson. That team was sick.
I hate that Stephen A. Smith has made me think, whenever I hear the word Lamar Odom, I think of his drop now. I hate that I think that.
Lamar was one of my favorite video game players ever.
In today's league, he would dominate. You'd be a perennial all-star.
Can you name the Rhode Island teammate? Come on. Anyone?
Rhode Island?
Yeah, for Jim Herrick, the banished UCLA coach.
No.
Cuttino Mobley!
Oh, no, yeah.
Cuddy!
No, I would not have got that. No.
How did Jim Herrick get Lamar Odom and Cuttino Mobley to go to Rhode Island?
It's a great
huge
great
bags
recruit.
Of cash.
Major bag alert right there. Lamar Odom, by the way, he was so sneaky on those Lakers championship teams. Like, imagine having 2 7-footers out there, Bynum and Gasol. And by the way, we'll have 6'11 Lamar Odom come off the bench. Just, your size matters, folks. It absolutely does, especially when Kevin Garnett got hurt. He had Kendrick Perkins out there. No, it was Perkins that got hurt, right? And it was a hobbled Kevin Garnett. And everyone said, if Perk was healthy, things would have been different. Please. Kendrick Perkins was healthy in the 2010 finals. Miss me with that. What's your final thought, Joe?
My final thought is Don Nelson looked like he's been at the craps table in Vegas for the last 20 years. I mean, I had heard from a variety of people that Waikiki has turned into some version of the Strip, but I didn't know that Nelly also is now running it like it's the 1970s casino movie. I mean, he looks like a mobster, does he not?
Was that a puka shell necklace he was wearing? What is that? It's like a braided thing. I'm trying to look
I'm not even sure.
Rick Carlisle standing next to him there. I'm just looking at the photo as Don Nelson earns the Lifetime Achievement Award. And then he rips the Mavericks. But you know who probably loved that? Rick Carlisle, who's also was ripped the Mavericks in the past. Won a championship there, obviously, too. Carter, what you got? What's your final thought?
My final thought is today marks 3 years since that wonderful game four in Boston in 2022 for Steph Curry. Literally a moment for me that I will never forget in my Bay Area sports fandom. I remember where I was sitting through the whole thing, and it was just incredible. One of the best games I'll ever watch.
Were you there?
I was there.
You were there?
Yeah. Outside of a clincher, you know, winning like the whole thing on the road, because, you know, like the Giants winning in Texas, that was on the road, game five. I think it's one of the greatest playoff games in Bay Area sports history. I put it there with the 88 NFC Championship game against the Chicago Bears, where the Niners went in there and kicked the crap out of them.
I like that.
That was like a coming of age, not coming of age, but it solidified Joe Montana as one of the greatest players ever.
Sam, your final thought?
My final thought is NBA Finals Game 3 is tonight, and I'm already declaring it. There's no way these finals will be as fun as the Stanley Cup Final has been last night. Even when the Panthers were blowing the Oilers out, that was still a fun game. I think it was like 160 penalty minutes total.
It's actually tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, sorry, it's tomorrow? Okay, yeah. Regardless, the Cup has been far more fun than the NBA Finals.
That showed you how much no one cares. You didn't even know what day.
Exactly. And there was a point last night where all five guys on the ice were fighting. You had five different fights happening at once. It was the most insane thing ever. These Cup Finals have been so much fun to watch. That said, Panthers are still going to probably roll over the Oilers.
Is this one of like the... This is a dynasty if the Panthers go back-to-back and go to three straight Stanley Cups, right?
It's looking like that.
Like, that's incredible. Florida.
Between Tampa and the Panthers? Yeah, it's so incredibly unfair. They don't deserve it.
There you go. You hate to see it for Canada, who lives and breathes for hockey. And our Florida team.
Not a single Panther.
Of all the states, Florida's balling on that ass.
Not a single Panthers fan has ever seen snow in person at any time. I'm talking about the actual snow. Relax,
well,
Spadoni.
It's South Beach, right? There you go.
The only ice they've ever seen is in their drinks.
I've only seen snow like three or four times in my life. Maybe five. Maybe
that's
five.
More than any Panthers fan ever.
And that was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity at home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all your devices. Steiny and Guru next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.